Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the medrash I want to discuss tonight is a well-known, if we can call it, famous medrash. We're going to see it inside, but the part that our kids learn in school already, everyone is familiar, is Noach is on the table. He had a job to do. That was to feed all of the animals. And what happens to Noach on the one time when he's a little bit late?
He gets kicked or something.
He's clawed by the lion, right?
And he gets bit by the lion.
Bitten,
clawed, damaged, hurt, injured, something.
That's mauled by something.
Mauled by a lion.
Only by the lion?
I believe so. And that's the medrash. Chazal say we'll see it inside in a minute. That always troubled me, that medrash. Rashi already quotes Noach is up day and night. He's feeding these animals. He doesn't sleep for an entire year while he's feeding these animals. And the way the Chazal say, one time he's a little bit late. They're dealing with like this indulged teenager, like this lion representing like what? Like this guy's taking care of everything. Built this enormous teva. Feeds them, takes care of them, does everything. Like, one time he's late. What's the message that Chazal are giving us? I always was troubled by, like, come on. Why should he get that? What are Chazal telling us that one time he's late and he ends up with getting mauled by lion? And the answer is, Shai, what do you think?
Don't be late.
Don't be late. All right. I mean.
No, it's just like, I backed at work, and I backed into someone's car. That's right, Rabbi. So is there a reason for this? You know, punished for something? It's like, no, you should look behind you. I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, it's also very relevant. You know, it's a factor. It's you've got to be on top of things. Clearly, with Noach, it's a year. It's one time in the year. You have to let him some slack, but that one time it was late happened to be. I don't know.
Maybe it's saying that of all the animals to not be late. Don't be late with the lion, and that you should know. Fine, be late with the meek rats or whatever.
Okay.
Know, what are they going to do anyways? But, I mean, the lion is the only one, and that's the one he should have been really careful about, and that was the one he let become lion.
It seems to me like you have a responsibility. You know, it's, let's say you have kids, and they're playing outside. So you can't not watch them.
Excellent. Yeah. One time. Excellent. Very good.
So watch them every time.
Okay.
So
that's a nice thought. So only that troubles me with that is the concept of feeding that, you know, like, is there the same level of danger? In other words, you're right. When you're dealing with a child, you know, there's no such thing as, well, even one time. So let's rephrase what you're saying. I think that's a fine way to rephrase the question. If we were dealing with a child crossing a street, so you can't say, well, listen, it was just one time. Just one time I left my 6-month-old in the bath by himself and took a half-hour walk. Just one time. I did it every other time. Like, there's no such thing because this is dangerous. Like, we get that. So I would have thought feeding the animals wasn't like that. That feeding the animals in the table over the course of the year is not comparable to that. It's one time I forgot to feed my kid supper and put them to bed. I just forgot about giving him a bottle. Like, what's going to happen to the child? Nothing. So I would have thought feeding the animals is the same thing. And Chazal are telling us that Noach's feeding the animals was actually like letting your 2-year-old walk across the street. So that's my question. Like, so that's where the question comes from, in the sense of they're treating it like something that's much more significant than I think we would have attributed it to, of this one time, big deal, one time he was late. Why should he have such a reaction, such a response? And that we're telling us. That's what's always bothered me. Exactly, I would say, the way that you phrase it, adding it into that way. So let's take a look at the Medrash inside. This is what we're doing here, learning Medrash. And I think we'll find the answer in the way that Chazal actually described this. This is the first one on your sheets. Medrash says as follows, Kishoma Avram Lamalki Tzedek. So the Medrash records a conversation here between Avram and Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek, who was really Shame, and Noach's son, who was on the teva with him, who pops up later in this story in the Chumash. We find Malki Tzedek with Avraham during the War of the Four Kings and the Five Kings. So the Medrash records a conversation that they had, and Avraham asks Malki Tzedek, who had been on the Teva, the following question: Ketzod yotzasa min ha-Teva? How were you able to get out of the Teva? How were you able to leave the Teva? Omar lo, and Malki Tzedek says, I'll tell you how. Bitztako shehayinu olsen. we were able to get off the teva with it based on the tzedakah that we were able to do on the teva. Avram, v'chimat tzedakah hayolachem lasos. What do you mean tzedakah? Who are you doing tzedakah with? V'chianim hayusham. Did you have poor people over there in the teva that you were feeding, that you were taking care of? No one was there. It was you, it was Noach, your father, the three kids. Like, what do you mean the schus of the tzedakah is what was able to get you off the teva? With whom were you doing tzedakah? What do you mean, who did we have to do tzedakah with? We have all of these animals on the teva. It was a teva full of animals, and those were the people we were doing tzedakah with. We didn't sleep the entire night. Elohayinu noisnim lifnezev lifnezev. Over this one needed to eat this time, this one needed to eat that time. We were busy the whole night taking care of the animals, and that was the tzedakah that we were able to do. Pam achas icharenu atzmenu. One time we were late. V'yotza avi meshuvar, and my father came out damaged. He came out wounded. He came out maimed because one time we were late. This is a medrash from the Shachar Tov, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the source of this idea. There's something very odd about this dialogue between Avraham and Malki Tzedek, which is the source, which I think is really where the root of this problem is, of this idea. What do you find odd in this medrash?
What does it mean to get off the table?
Excellent. Excellent, exactly. What would the, if we were to say that there was a question that we have to ask Noach, we could speak to Noach. We could say, Noach, we have a question. Like, what would be the types of questions we would want to ask Noach?
It's almost as if he had to earn.
Excellent, right? To earn, we would ask, what did you do to get on the teva? The Toach introduces us to you as Noach Ish Tzadik, and therefore you were chosen to get on the teva. Like, now, what was it like living in a generation where, like, everybody's corrupt? What did you do? This is it before the Torah was given. So like, if I wanted to know, like, what was the main thing that you established for yourself, that's what I would want to ask Noah. Or, what was it like living on, I don't know. I wouldn't ask him, how did you get off of the teva? That's like, that's the end of the story. There's nothing there. I want to know how you got on. I want to know what it was like on there. I'm not really curious how you got off of the teva. Right. Say Chazal, when Avram meets up with Malki Tzedek, that's what he wants to know. Malki Tzedek, shame, the son of Noach.
Excuse me.
How in the world did you get off of the teva? So it sounds like exactly what you were saying. The Chazal saw something in you needed to earn the trip off, more than you needed to earn the trip on. Now, Chazal find that there was, let's say, an issue with Noach, which is quoted as you'll I'm sure hear as you go through the weeks of the parsha with Noach, in terms of the way that Noach related to his generation. What's the general problem that we see with Noach that you, I'm sure you've heard Noach and his generation?
He was stealing.
Not that he was stealing.
They were.
But what about Noach in terms of the way Noach relates to his generation?
Oh, he was
by himself.
Yes.
A loner.
By himself, he was alone. Here we have a tzaddik. We have a person who's chosen to be spared. Why has he built such an enormous teva? What does Rashi say? Why is he building such an enormous teva? The Ramban asks this question. Was it possible that Noach built a teva large enough to hold all the animals of the world? No, it's not possible. There's no way. However big it was, there is no way it even came close to being big enough to hold. So how did they all fit in there?
It was a nace.
There's no question about it. It says about this. Of course it was a nace. I don't care how big it is. The Torah gives us dimensions. It doesn't even say it was like ginormous. It says, here, look, 200 by 300 by 50. There's no way. So why does he have to build such a big one? It's going to be a miracle anyway. So Hashem likes to minimize miracles. At least it looked like he was busy. But what else was he busy doing? So how long did it take him to build this teva?
Years.
120 years, Chazal say, to build the teva. And how many Balei Tshuva did he produce in 120 years of building this teva?
Yeah.
None. Why is he building the teva for 120 years? In order that his generation should see, and they should say, hey Noah, what are you doing? Building a teva. Why are you building a teva, Noah? God's going to destroy the world because you guys are all evil. And they probably all laughed at him. And he said, no, really. Really. I mean, listen. I might be crazy, but 120 years I'm building this table. This is huge. This is enormous. God's going to destroy the world if you don't. And nobody changes anything.
I think the key word here, though, is tzedakah, though. He wasn't building the table out of tzedakah. He was taking care of the animals out of tzedakah.
Okay, so you're pointing out, no, once he's already on.
Once he was building, it wasn't earning himself anything. Once he was on and taking care of the animals and actually doing tzedakah, he wasn't able to do tzedakah for the people of that time.
Okay, excellent. Hold that thought, because we're going to get, you're on the right path, but too early. Let me get, I'm not there yet. Before he's on the teva, Chazal see a problem in that. They see a problem that at the end of the day, the only people who get onto this teva are Noach and his family.
Does it say something about Noach or the people of the generation?
So the people of the generation are wicked, and it says something about Noach that he doesn't end up bringing anybody with him. Now the way that Chazal say that, let's look at it inside for a second. It's number two. This is from the Zohar. Boreik Mabein Moshe L'Shar B'nei Ha'olam. Now the Medrash wants to compare Moshe to everybody else. Hashem says to Moshe, leave me alone, I'm destroying these people. I'm finished, I've had it with them. Too many chatoim, we have the cheta ego. Just leave me alone. I'm destroying them. Miad Omer v'chibishvil toivasi ez of dinam shel Yisrael. So because I have it good, I'm going to be spared. So I should set aside and ignore the rest of Klal Yisrael. Lo avakish rachamim aleihem. I'm not going to pray for their mercy. Kimosha asa Noach. I'm not going to do like what Noach did, says the Medrash, speaking on behalf of Moshe. Shekevan she'omer lo kodesh baruch hu she'atilenu b'teva lo hispalel al b'nei doro. We never see Noach davening for his generation. The kol kusum kulam b'meyam, they all die.
Even we saw Avram did.
Avram by Sodom, we find him davening for Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need to destroy these people. And Avram says, if you're telling me, I'm responsible. I'm not going to sit here and not do anything about them. How could I do that?
And Yonah and also the same thing.
He knows that they're going to do tshuva. And he says, you're going to send me there and they're going to do tshuva. It's a little different, but he's at least aware that they're going to do something about it.
And he does in the end say,
says the Medrash, we don't find anywhere that Noach davens for his generation. We don't see him beseeching. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Noach, build a teva, I'm going to destroy the world. And what does Noach do?
Build a teva.
I don't know, God said build a teva. I'm doing what you said to me. This is Noach. No, don't you understand? When I told you that build a teva because I'm going to destroy the world, you have a job to do other than just building a teva? Like, I know you did what I told you to do. 120 years, Ribbono Shel Olam. Where are your people? Nobody. Didn't daven, didn't bring anybody. Therefore, the Medrash, the Zohar concludes, and that's why in Yishayo you actually find the Navi refers to the Mabul as the Mei Noach.
Right.
It's his flood. And almost in a way in which the Navi holds Noah accountable and responsible, this is your flood, because you were told 120 years before that this was going to happen. And what happened? Nothing. No tefillah, we don't find a kirov movement. You're by yourself, you're building a teva. People are watching, they're laughing at you, and you're doing your thing.
But this is terrible, because the people were not only making fun of him, they were threatening him. They were saying, if you get on there, we're going to kill you. They go through the whole process. This is different. So for Abraham, davening or pleading with Hashem on behalf of Sodom, this is different. These are people he doesn't even know. They don't know what he's doing. It's different. You can't say that he didn't go out there and do something, because obviously I could say to you, nothing. I'm just building a hut in my backyard. I like huts. I'm not telling you the mitzvah that I'm doing. I'm not saying that I'm complying to Hashem. He's obviously saying, this is what I'm doing. This is why. So sure, maybe he didn't say, come and join me. But they're saying, you didn't.
So that's what it, right. No, that's what he said. So don't kill me, come join me. Words, he doesn't have to be opposed to them.
But if somebody were to come to me and said, yeah, you keep going through with that, and I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to affect you, your to keep on living, that's totally different than people I don't know.
Agreed, but in other words, but the problem is that he needs, it shouldn't have been him against them. He needs to be addressing them in some way. Okay. And as we find hundreds, we don't find anything. So Chazal find them accountable to the extent where he got on. There's a Medrash I didn't quote here, that the Medrash quotes, Unoach matza chein be'inei Hashem. So how do we translate the phrase Unoach matza chein be'inei Hashem?
I mean, how do we translate
Yeah.
They found favor.
Noach found favor. Chein means favor. There's another usage of the word chein, we say to Hashem like a chonein, like that we ask for tachanunim, which is much more in language of supplication or mercy. Out of a language, out of Hashem's mercy, He saved Noach, not because he deserved it, but because he was the best that he had, and he needed to put somebody on that teva, even though he had these shortfalls. What was the problem of the generation? Somebody mentioned of the generation of the flood.
The
name was stealing. Yeah, stealing. The Gzar Din was sealed because of stealing. If you break down the concept of Gezel, of Hamas, at the core, which midah is that a total corruption of and a total, like the diametrically opposed?
Craziness.
Chesed? I would say more chesed in terms of the way you steal, but in the idea of stealing is in the two primary modes in which a human being goes through life is I'm either a giver. And there are many ways you could break this down. I don't want to say like that's the only way. But I'm a giver or I'm a taker. In almost every interaction, you can break it down that way. Every interaction with the spouse, every interaction at work, every interaction. Am I giving to this or am I taking from it? So Hamas, stealing, is the climax, the pinnacle of a taker. I could care less about you and about your stuff. I want it, and I'm going to take it. And Chazal described how in that generation they would specifically do it in ways in which they wouldn't be caught, they wouldn't have to return it. But whatever they could do, exactly, in order to be able to take and do whatever they want. The Shiva Zatzal of Goldwicht, whose work we're working through, understands that if that's the midah of the generation of Noah, that's what's going to creep in on his level into Noah. And how would that manifest itself if there was an element of the opposite of chesed in Noach?
Taking himself out of the generation.
It would only be like, I'm worrying about myself and not about anyone else. In other words, I'm not like you in which I'm physically taking your stuff, but in the same way that this generation is lacking in chesed, is lacking in chesed requires me to sort of move out of my own space and look at someone else and see how can I give to you. So in that generation, which was completely corrupt, it was I will actually take from you. And how does it manifest itself in Noach, that sense of the lack of chesed? In I'm told to build a teva and spare myself and my family, and I will. And what about you? I'm not worried about how I can give to you. That's not where he was holding. I'm speaking about Noach as if he's like on my level, but I'm talking about the way. If Chazal wouldn't say it this way, then I wouldn't. But that's how they're describing. It's as if he was concerned within himself and his own family. Certainly doesn't manifest itself like his generation in terms of going out into them, but it was that same, I'm not looking outside of myself.
Maybe it was that leader that actually saved him though, because he removed himself and took himself out of there.
Okay.
But he was instructed by Hashem to do it, so he just followed.
Kind of put his own walls up and said, you guys are wicked people, and that's why he was able to stay to the level he was in order to be saved, but that also, that same leader in the end of the day was what.
So I think that's a fair point. I would almost wonder if the response to that is getting to the point that he was at, yes, you need to wall yourself out, and then when you're told, hey Noach, I'm going to destroy this entire world, there's a point in which you say, all right, it's time to break down that wall and go out. So maybe you need that insular approach to create yourself into the tzaddik tamim haya b'darosov. But then when you're told they're all going to die, how do you still keep up that wall and say, I can't go near them?
Because they're not lions. He had to do it for the lion. The lion would have killed him otherwise.
If what?
Because he had to do chesed for the lion.
Right.
It was late.
Yes.
So the lion would have...
Here, we're
people, if they're not going to...
Well, maybe they would have. That's what we were saying earlier. Yeah. But see,
that was his training.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But he didn't need to go out there and say... he needs to go out there and be makarev them. Do something. Do whatever he needs to do to get them to mend their ways. There, we don't find any of that.
Was there even a concept of chesed back then?
So the Rambam would certainly say that there are certain traits of that are rational, so to speak, that every human being is responsible for coming to some type of understanding.
I mean, starting from Bereshis or not, was there any examples of chesed besides for Kavik?
So I don't know. So I would say like this: Let's
and that was that. Right. Not sure about Sesson.
It is certainly of note.
You learned the plan lesson.
It is certainly of note that
God created the world of Chesed.
Right, and that
that's why we learned the first.
And we're going to get to in a second. Even if not, then what you see is with the lack of Chesed comes destruction. Mm-hmm. So then you say, oh, this must be pretty important.
Good.
Oh, we're going to get to that. That's on the sheet. So he did look ahead. It's okay. I don't mind. So Chazal say number 3 on the pasuk of Kinim Tases Hateva. Now the words Kinim Tases Hateva literally translates as make the ark with compartments. The word Kinim meaning compartments. Now the word Kan means something else. Think like Shiluach HaKan, like either a bird or a nest. So Chazal make the following drasha based on the fact that the Torah uses the word for compartments of kinim, which is shares that same word. And Chazal say, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma HaKan Hazeh Mitahir Es HaMitzora. Just like the bird that's offered is Mitahir the Mitzora, a person becomes filled with tzaras. His purification process is with a Kan Tzipor. Af Atah Tevoscha Mitaharoscha. You, Noach, your teva is going to be mitaher you. And the Torah hints to that by using the same word of the kan, the bird that's offered as a korban to be mitaher the mitzora. You, Noach, your teva is going to serve as that type of bird. It's going to be mitaher you. Now what does that mean if the teva is going to be mitaher Noach? It means there's a problem. And the teva is going to serve as a purification process. What's the problem? Noach is consumed. I don't want to sound harsher than Chazal make it. Is involved in himself. Is not involved in those around him. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your teva is going to be mitire you. I don't have karbanos for you to bring. You're going to spend some time on a teva, and it's going to be mitire you. Avram asks the question. What does Avram ask of Malki Tzedek?
How'd you get off?
What type of person is that? What he's asking?
What I see, the world was destroyed.
How did the table change the
temperature? Whatever existed beforehand didn't work. What did you do to recreate the world in a way that you can get off? And Hashem would say, "Okay, let's start again." That's his question. How did you get off? Because when you step off of that teva, new world. We're starting fresh. What did you accomplish over that year? What was that Tahara process? How did it happen? With what was the world established new? That's the question Avram asked. What is Malki Tzedek answer? Stucca.
All we had to do is we were selfless
for an entire year. Stucca. Avram says, Stucca, who did you do Stucca with? And with the animals. This was a training ground, a Tahara process. And we had to train ourselves. We didn't sleep. And for an entire year, all we did was take care of others. They weren't even humans.
They weren't even grateful because they'd hit us if we were late.
And now we get to the point. And we retire ourselves, we purify ourselves by that Olam Chesed Yibana, a world that's built on Chesed. You know, Chesed is not just another one of the Midos. It's not just like there are lots of Midos that we have. Chazal show us in many different contexts that the midah of chesed is a primary, so to speak. It's a primary color. The idea of being a giver. The world was created out of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Meitiv. And therefore, the primary midah that we have to have always is giving. And giving and giving. And Noah, who wasn't giving on the way in, Avram says, how did you get out? What did you do? How did you get out of there? He says, stucca. We did stucca for a year.
So to be
tahir,
is it also just the same concept as like a kapara?
Is kapara
like
tahir
the same way?
Not quite. Kapara is more of an atonement from punishment. Tahara is taking it a further step.
Is this a ship of punishment that it has to stay up day and night feeding the animals?
Maybe. I don't know if it's so much of a punishment. It sounds like, at least from these chazal, that it's not more of a punishment in as much as it is a purification process of creating the human upon whom we are going to create the world with.
But didn't he get right off and fail?
With what?
By planting the vineyard.
Okay, that's not in this realm.
Is it okay? All right, it is. Yeah. Okay.
So I think So there's really more with Rosh Hashiva says, not the part that I think yet. So what's the deal with when he's late once and he gets maimed by an animal? Because this is crossing the street. This isn't just feeding the animals. When we feed the animals, it's just feeding the animals today. Noach wasn't just feeding the animals in the Teva. He was involved in a major process. You need to become the person that the world is going to be built upon. And the world is going to be built upon chesed. It's going to be built upon human beings moving outside of themselves.
And never being late.
And giving to others. And never being involved in anything. And therefore, in this training ground, makes a difference. There's no room for error. Because the world depends on you, Noach. You are going to be the human being who's going to come off of this teva and fix all of the problems. And you yourself were not free from them in the world that existed pre-flood, but you will be free from them post-flood, because otherwise you can't get off of this teva. I'm not recreating a world that's not worked on this midah. And from the get-go, it's going to be created that way. And therefore, this is a microcosm. It's a powerhouse of a training ground. Because there's no room for error. It has to be right. And therefore, Chazal say, which to me it always bothered me, like, I don't think late once he gets hurt. Like, I don't understand what's the big deal. It is a big deal. Because that's what he's doing for the whole year. The flood could have lasted how long? I don't know, a week? A month? How long did it have to last for? Why did it last a year? It's a process. And it was a training process. And all of that was because when you leave, it has to be this way. I, by the way, hold, this is now my thought, you'll note in marriage, sometimes the smallest error has such an out of proportion response. Like, I don't get it. Like, all that I did is, I said one thing that I shouldn't have said, or I forgot one thing, or I didn't do one. Like, what's the big deal? And sometimes the response is so, like, whoa. Like, why is there such a major reaction in the relationship to what doesn't necessarily seem like such a big deal? I hold it's because in our lives, our marriage is our teva, our homes are the teva, in which, in the same way that Noah had to become a Baal Chesed and a Baal Nesina, that's what every guy has to go through, that process, and it's in the context of marriage where it's not just random chesed, it's constantly being outside of myself and thinking of someone else. And in that same way, it's like, I'm late once. Just one time. What's the big deal? No. You get bit. You're late once. And it's a strong reaction because Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of set up the nature of the relationship in the same way, in which it's that little training ground. It's a little arc. A teva, so to speak, of becoming selfless. And in that arc, there's less room for error. And the small errors that happen are magnified, and you have the same type of reactions. But that's how Chazal see the Teva. It's a Tahara process. It's a question that Avram asks, how do you get out? I don't understand how that happened. What did you do to be able to do so? And it's all about the tzedakah, because the world is created on being a Baal Chesed, on being able to give and to share and to look outside of oneself to someone else. That's the Medrash for the week.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.